Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my precious Muslim and Christian audience. Welcome back to our unique program, continuing the important topic of the sinful nature that exists within us, our sinful thoughts and feelings and behaviors, and the solution for the sin problem that we all have. Tragically, according to the Quran and the Hadith, remember the Hadith is what Muhammad said and what Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam, did, recording of his statements and events in his life. According to the Quran and the Hadith, no Muslim can be sure of what to expect after death. Okay? According to Al-Bukhari, for example, Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam, said, "By Allah, though I am the apostle of Allah, yet I do not know what Allah will do to me." And of course, Allah is the Arabic word that refers to God. And we can read Muhammad's statement in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 5, tradition number 266. I done a great research while I was writing my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, and God called me to deal with this topic, the problem of sin, in details and record the facts. The facts are, God, as described in the Quran, does not guarantee the Muslim believer forgiveness of sins, acceptance, or eternal life with him. Okay? No guarantee. Except in one case, if the Muslim believer was killed fighting the enemies of God. It's important here to mention that our sins violate the will and the law of God. They are actually an insult to God and harmful to those He created and loves. Since God is holy and just, the sinner deserves his judgment. God would not be fair and just unless He was to punish the sinner. Okay? Repentance alone, my friends, which is a return to the place of obedience, cannot remove past sins, nor can it satisfy the holiness and justice of God. Even if we were to add our good works to it. And let me give you an example to explain this logic. Imagine that a young man attacked a woman physically and was standing before a judge. The man pleads, "I repent and I am sorry for what I did and I will never do it again. Your Honor, I promise to be nice and respectful toward all the women I meet for the rest of my life. I will donate much of my time and money to help victims of physical abuse. Women, as a matter of fact, Your Honor, I can prove I did many, many good deeds before and after my crime. Your Honor, I am really sorry for the wrong I did, and I am sorry I broke the law, since I have done many good deeds and I plan to do so many more good deeds. I'm asking you to grant me a pardon. Forgive me and set me free." How do you think the judge should respond. The judge should say, although I appreciate your good deeds and the apology, however, I must deal with your crime by issuing a punishment. And my friend, I used to work as a defense lawyer in my father's legal firm in Egypt. My father was a lawyer for over 50 years and my grandfather for over 50 years. And we know very well that any criminal will face punishment and judgment because he hurted human beings that the government protect. Okay. God will judge each person for his or her sins. My beloved Muslim friend, it will be the same when we stand before God on the day of judgment. Because of his holiness and justice, he has to deal with our sins. Eternal punishment is certain for those whose sins are not forgiven. However, there is wonderful news in the gospel. Let me read to you just one verse that presented this wonderful news that I read this morning in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Of course, the Bible clearly tells us that Jesus never sinned. And the Quran, interestingly, agree that Jesus is the only person who never committed one single sin. However, the sins of all people were transferred unto him, laid upon him, and placed on his account. Jesus Christ bore the sins of all people, including your sin and my sin. Of course, he was treated by the justice of God as he committed all these sins that humans committed. For us, in our stead, Jesus bore the punishment of our sin. Isaiah prophesied 700 years before Jesus was born. We read this prophecy in Isaiah 53, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Wow. But my friends, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 declares that we might be made the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God signifies here the salvation of God, justification through the blood of Christ, and sanctification through his Spirit. Let us pray before we run out of time. I encourage you right now, if you never put your faith in Christ, that he died to pay the penalty for your sins, please, please, I beg you right now to do that for the salvation of your soul so you can live with God forever and be righteous in the sight of God. Just say this prayer after me if you mean it. God, forgive me, I am a sinner. Jesus, I believe in you that you died on the cross to pay the penalty for all of my sins. Jesus, come into my life and make me a child of God and help me to enjoy the forgiveness of God for all of my sins. Thank you, God, for loving me and sending Jesus to suffer and die on my behalf. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I pray.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend. who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My dear friends, if I can be of any help to you, pray with you, if you want to share with me good news that you prayed this prayer, please contact me. I am here to serve. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.